The first revelation that came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was the word iqra, read. The greatest miracle of the religion of Islam is a book, the noble Quran. This itself is enough for the world to realize the great importance and significance of reading in the religion of Islam. One of our biggest problems today, my dear brothers and sisters, is that we don't read things of substance. We spend way too much time reading things that are not important. Reading things on social media, what's this person done, what this person hasn't done, how they feel. If we spent a tenth of the time we spend on social media reading things of substance, we'd be at a different level. Dear brothers and sisters, the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, which is you and me, we need to be known as people of knowledge. We need to be known as people who read. The entire human race should look up to us and take inspiration from us. That's how knowledgeable we need to be. The leader, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has said that reading is a religious duty. It's wajib on us to read, alongside our praying and fasting and other religious actions that we have to do. We have to consider reading to be a duty Allah expects us to be doing. There is a book which I recently read, and I'd like to go through it with you. And I'd like this to be an encouragement for you to read this book for yourselves, inshallah. This book is life-changing. And this is the book that I'm speaking about. This book is called An Outline of Islamic Thought in the Quran. And it's by the leader, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. It's a series of lectures he delivered before the Islamic Revolution, about 5 or 6 years before the revolution was successful, at a time where he couldn't have imagined in his wildest dreams that some years later the revolution would be successful. By the way, that's not my opinion. That's actually what the leader himself has said about this book many years after the revolution succeeded. Of course, I paraphrased it. So why should you go through this book? There are so many reasons why you should read this book. But I'm just going to mention a few of them so you don't get too tired. The first reason is that what this book gives is it gives an outline of the religion of Islam. The main fundamental beliefs of this religion are presented in this book. So anyone, be they Muslim or non-Muslim, who just wants to know what Islam is actually all about, this book is the book for them. The second reason is because we Muslims have taken our belief system from everywhere except the Quran. We've taken it from YouTube. We've taken it from social media, we've taken it from lectures, we've taken it from our parents, from our cultures, but we have not taken our belief system from the Quran. Unfortunately, many, many of us are very distant from the Quran, dear brothers and sisters. And one of the reasons behind that is because sometimes we feel the Quran, its language doesn't relate to us. It is relevant, but we don't feel that we can relate to the Quran. Sometimes it needs someone to explain what the Quran is saying in a way that we can understand, so that we can then go on to build a relationship with the Quran for ourselves directly. The next reason is the character and personality of the author of this book. Well, he's not exactly the author, he's the speaker, because this book was taken from a set of lectures that he delivered before the revolution. This individual is someone who's spent his entire life serving Islam and humanity. This individual is someone who's been tortured, exiled, defamed, and even given limbs for the sake of Islam. This is someone who's gone to war for the sake of Islam, someone who's been in the front lines, and someone who, until this day, his entire existence is just there for the sake of this beautiful religion. This is someone who it's worthwhile knowing where he gets his energy from. It's worthwhile discovering what ideology is behind this amazing human being. These lectures were delivered before the revolution succeeded, but some decades after the revolution, the leader revisited these lectures and he continues to stand by what he said in those lectures. Brothers and sisters, the biggest tool and weapon that the enemy has against us is our false beliefs. The enemy, through the media, makes us to see the world a certain way so that we act a certain way. This book makes us to see the world the way its creator sees it, so that we end up acting in the way that pleases the creator of this world. I'm really, really excited about going through this book with you, and I hope that you'll find it just as exciting and beneficial as I did, inshallah. This was Unplugged, freeing your mind wherever you are.